Eternal rest grant unto them, O Lord. The souls of all the faithful departed, through the mercy of God, rest in peace. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, this morning we have our monthly Requiem Mass for the poor souls in purgatory. But at every Mass after the consecration, Father prays for them that our Lord would let them come to that place which is a place of refreshment, of light, and of peace. You know, one of the great saints of the last century was an Italian Franciscan father whose name is Padre Pio, and he bore the stigmata, or the wounds of Christ in his flesh, as did Saint Francis before him. And he worked many, many miracles indeed, and was a great confessor, and he also helped out the poor souls quite a bit. And in the course of that, he had many interesting experiences. One of them that sticks out in my mind is that one night after supper, when the doors of the monastery were locked and the brethren were together by the fireplace having a little recreation, it was a winter, all of a sudden there was a big noise in the vestibule. And the friars were wondering, well, who got in, because we locked the doors, didn't we? Indeed, they did. So Padre Pio gets up, and his movements are sort of brusque and rough, and he gets up, and he goes to the door, and he says, I'll take care of that. And then the noise quieted down, and then he came back, and he said, oh, it's nothing. Those were just some souls from purgatory. They're on their way to heaven, and they stopped to say thank you. Isn't that a wonderful thing, that the souls were grateful to Padre Pio for his prayers and masses, and that he did not forget them, and they did not forget him? That would be a good kind of a noise, wouldn't it? A noise of celebration and a noise of gratitude. But unfortunately, in this world, there's enough of the bad kind of noise that goes on. Today's saint is named Saint Sabas, and if you're older, you will have heard about him. And he's a wonderful saint. He was a monk and a hermit in 5th century Palestine, which is the Holy Land. Now, when he grew up, he grew up in Turkey, and his father was a great general, and he had to go off and fight a series of wars, and he left his money with an uncle, and the uncle was to take care of his boy, Sabas, as well, and he would have the use of the money. They had a management, property management company, sort of. They owned buildings and lands and everything, and the uncle got quite a bit of the money, and he took care of Sabas, but his wife, the aunt, she was very mean to Sabas, and he was only about 6 or so, and it was hard for him to bear. He shouldn't have, but he ran away from home one day, but he only ran to the house of another uncle, who was Uncle Gregory, and Uncle Gregory received him very kindly, and his wife was very kind to him. They had a good life together for a while, but then one day Uncle Gregory got to thinking, wait a minute, I'm paying everything for this boy, for his food and his clothes and everything, and that brother of mine, he's got the money that's supposed to be for his upkeep. So he called him up and he asked him if he couldn't give him the money instead to administer, and the uncle said, nothing doing. Our other brother, the father of Sabas, he gave us that money. He gave me the money, and I'm not going to give it up. And so they started to argue and raise their voices. And pretty soon, yes, the lawyers got called, and it got really nasty. In the meantime, Sabas, who was a peace-loving, prayerful boy, he didn't like that either. So for a second time, children, don't try this at home, but for a second time, he ran away. And this time he ran away to a monastery where he was perfectly happy for 10 years and learned the ways of silence and the service of God and prayer. After about 10 years in that monastery, he wanted to be a hermit, a monk that lives all by himself. So he found a monastery in the Holy Land where he could learn how to be a hermit, and they gave him hard work to do, very hard work, with long fasts. But since he was 18, he was strong, and he carried it all out, and it didn't bother him, not in the least. At some point, his uncles felt bad about things, and they offered to give him all of the property and his money and to arrange a marriage for him, and he said no. He already knew the ways of the world. He would much rather have the yoke of Christ, which means serving our Lord as a monk. And he had a number of interesting and really wonderful adventures, but he always wanted to be quiet, and he wanted to stay away from fights and carrying on. So once he developed quite a few followers, because the word got out that he was very holy, and so men came to be monks under him, but with a whole lot of monks, it's hard to keep things up to the original standards. And soon enough, some of the monks started to complain. They didn't like the fact that St. Sabas, every Lent, would go off to the desert all by himself and not be with his monks until Easter Sunday. But that was a tradition that the monks used to follow. Well, they complained, and they had a split, and they went someplace else, and I think it was called maybe Lebanon or something. And St. Sabas found out about where they were and that they weren't doing it all well, and instead of saying, harumph, it serves them right, he sent them some money, and he built them a chapel so they could have their needs taken care of. Another time, the monks complained that there was no priest to say Mass for them, and they had to go a long way to get to church. Well, the Patriarch of Jerusalem pitched upon St. Sabas himself, and he said, you're a holy monk, you have to be the priest. And he didn't want to because he was very humble, but he was also very obedient. His whole life long, he tried to stay away from fights and raising his voice and everything else. But the one time he did raise his voice, and he did engage in conflict, was to defend the faith. There were some that were teaching back then that Jesus wasn't a true man. That's called the Eutychian heresy, that he just was God who sort of looked like a man, but not really. And he opposed that heresy with all of his might, because you have to always stand up for the truth, children. You can't ever suffer heresy to go unopposed. Oh, and then don't forget about the lion. One time when he was a hermit all by himself, he camped out in a lion's den, a cave, and when the lion came back at the end of the day, he wasn't at all pleased to see this monk in his cave. So the lion grabbed him with his teeth by his scar, and he pulled him out of the cave. And St. Sabas, because he was so holy, was not in the least afraid of the lion, and he went back into the cave again. And he tamed the lion bit by bit to teach him how to behave himself. But still, he was a lion after all, and he could only get so far in working with the lion. And one day, the lion was being rather bad, and St. Sabas said to him, see here now, lion, either you behave yourself or out you go. I've got my prayers to say. Well, the lion departed, and he found a different cave for himself. But that just goes to show the great power that saints have over men and even over animals, because they are so close to Almighty God. Well, Almighty God gives them that same power for the poor souls in purgatory. Children, all the poor souls are asking for right now is three things: a place of refreshment and of light and of peace. And we, by our peaceful, quiet prayers, especially at this Holy Mass, we can help them to attain that. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.